Unusual coronary artery pattern in a crisscross heart. In the case of a crisscross heart with atrial, ventricular, and ventricular arterial concordance, the right coronary artery and left anterior descending arose from the right-hand sinus, the left circumflex originated from the left-hand sinus. This pattern existed because of a persistent circle of Wilson across the right ventricular outflow tract, which located superiorly and leftward in such a crisscross heart. The key word here is crisscross heart, circle of Wilson, coronary artery. The significance of unusual coronary artery pattern in surgical repair for tetralogy of Fallot and complete transposition was obvious. The significance of unusual coronary artery pattern in surgical repair of tetralogy of Fallot and complete transposition was obvious. The implication of the coronary artery for other congenital anomalies cannot be overemphasized. The implication of the coronary artery for other congenital anomalies cannot be overemphasized. However, to our knowledge, the unusual coronary artery pattern in crisscross heart has never been reported in the English literature. Here we describe a case in our practice. A 3-year-old boy was noticed to have a congenital heart disease at 10 days of age when he suffered from tachypnea on feeding. Physical examination revealed a grade 2-6 systolic murmur over left lower sternal border. Chest X-ray showed increased heart size and lung markings. In addition, hepatomegaly and subcostal retraction were noted. Echocardiographic and cardiac catheterization showed a crisscross heart in the setting of situs solitus with atrial ventricular and ventricular arterial concordance. Ventricular septal defect, patent ductus arteriosus, and systemic pulmonary hypertension. He underwent surgical intervention at the age of 2 months. A huge patent duct arteriosus and main pulmonary artery with a physiological narrowing of the distal arc were noted. Patent ductus arteriosus ligation and pulmonary artery bending with Dacron strip were performed. The postoperative course were complicated with a rotavirus infection. After discharge, he was followed at a cardiac clinic with a prescription of degaussing and Lasix and had otherwise normal growth and activity. He was readmitted at the age of 2.5 years. Physical examination revealed a grade 4-6 systolic ejection murmur over the left upper sternal border. Echocardiogram showed effective pulmonary artery bending, pressure gradient 66 milliliters with bidirectional shunt at the level of ventricular septal defect. Bilateral iliac vein thrombosis made the right heart inaccessible during cardiac catheterization. Left ventriculogram depicted a superior-inferior relationship of ventricles, characteristic of crisscross heart. A ventricular septal defect jet could be seen from the medial side of the left-sided morphologically right, left-sided morphologically right ventricle, and the superior aspect of the inferiorly located morphologically left ventricle. The aortic root angiogram showed that the right coronary artery and the left anterior descending coronary artery arose from the right-hand facing sinus, while the left circumflex coronary artery arose from the left-hand facing sinus. The aorta was to the right and posterior of the pulmonary trunk. The aorta was to the right and posterior to the pulmonary trunk. He underwent total correction at the age of 3 years. The surgical findings confirm the angiographic picture. A coronary artery transversed in front of the superiorly and left-sided morphologically right ventricle. A coronary artery transversed in front of the superiorly and left-handed morphologically right ventricle. The coronary artery pattern was similar to Shunter type 4. Although the left circumflex entered the left arterial ventricular groove, the left circumflex entered the left arterial ventricular groove directly without a retral pulmonary course due to an interposed pulmonary trunk. The lower margin of the ventricle was obtruse instead of the usually acute margin. The ventricular septal defect was easily closed directly through the right atrium, and debanding was performed with end-to-end anastomosis, except for the posterior part. The posterior postoperative course was smooth. Crisscross or superior inferior ventricles can exist with atrial ventricular concordance, discordance, or ambiguous atrial ventricular connections, and any form of ventricular arterial connection can occur. Anderson described that two basic patterns can be recognized: the morphologically right ventricle to the right or to the left. When the ventricular relationship are disturbed by a crisscross or superior inferior positions, then the coronary arteries are good indicators of these ventricular relationships. He pointed out that when the morphologically right ventricle is to the right, then, as in atrial ventricular concordance, the anterior descending coronary artery springs from the left coronary artery. This is not true in our case. Our case is a right-handed pattern in atrial ventricular concordance, but the left anterior descending arose from the common origin. The left anterior descending arose from the common origin at the right coronary artery. The essentially circular course of the principal coronaries in the atrial ventricular groove gives them their superficial resemblance to a crown, hence the name coronary. The circle is completed anteriorly by connections between the coronary artery and the branches of the anterior descending artery, known collectively as the circle of Wilson, in about 50% of human hearts. The right coronary artery has two ostia. The smaller of two, in about 50% of human hearts. The right coronary has two ostia. The smaller of the two is the ostium of the coronary artery, which passes to the left around the infundibulum to anastomosis with a branch of left coronary artery. Together, they form the circle of Wilson. It is the persistence of this circle that made the existence of such unusual coronary artery pattern in congenital cardiac defect, namely tetralogy of Fallot. Left anterior descending from right coronary artery, or left main from right coronary artery. Complete transposition. And our case of crisscross heart. In summary, our case demonstrated the unusual course of the left anterior descending from the right coronary artery in front of the left-sided infundibulum in a crisscross heart.